Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, to get the weekly warnings. Lots of scams and spam to warn you about. Steve, good morning. Let's start with what's going on in Evanston with this traffic ticket scam. What's that all about?
Well, good morning, Bob. Thank you so much for having me today. Yes, the Evanston Police Department is warning the public about a traffic ticket scam. Basically, citizens in Evanston are being reported that they're receiving calls from like a Sergeant Sophier with the Evanston Police Department about traffic tickets. If you don't pay, you'll be arrested. So they want you to pay quickly or get gift cards or something like that. The police don't do that for any city. They don't call you up threatened to be arrested if you don't pay within minutes. And that's the tip out to the rip off, Bob.
And a lot of people are getting messages now, supposedly from major delivery carriers, saying that you need to update your delivery preferences. That's a scam, isn't it?
It is, Bob. They've been targeting consumers continuously now, and I've received a few myself last week as well. They're just hoping that you ordered something recently and that you will fall victim to this and click on that link. And that link will obviously put spam or malware on your computer or lock up your computer, and they can hold it for ransom as well. So if you think it's your delivery company you know and trust, go to their website directly or give them a call. Don't follow those links. It's getting to a point, Bob, as we talk about every week, is these scammers are now coming up with new ways to try to get you to click on a link, and you never know where they're coming from, as you talked earlier this week as well, and the one you received. You just don't know who it's coming from, and you can't tell them where that link is actually going, so be very careful, especially with delivery companies.
I remembered your tip this week about checking the return email address, and oftentimes you can tell it's not from the company you think it is, right?
It is right, correct. You got to look at the email address. If you're getting it from a major company, it's not coming from a Gmail account or AOL.com. Yeah, it's important to do, but we always tell people to hover over with your mouse over the website and see where actually the link is going, but it's hard to do that over a phone. You can't hover with your mouse like that, so be very careful on clicking links, too, because the links can take you somewhere and you don't know where it's going.
What do we need about betting scams right now with the World Series about to start? You've got hockey, basketball, and football going on, and what's the latest on that kind of fraud?
Well, there's a lot of popularity in sports, like you mentioned, Bob, as it really exploded, and the scammers have really developed more tricks to score the touchdown themselves and earn your hard-earned cash. So basically what they're doing is they're making it look like it's a legitimate website. So what I mean by that is there are great websites and legitimate websites, but these scammers create ones that look alike, which may have one little character difference in the URL. And what you're doing is you're clicking on their link and you're putting your credit card information down, and they're almost similar to the major sporting apps. Mm-hmm. And then you realize when you win, you try to collect and you realize it was a scam. That link is gone already. So if you're dealing with sports betting, go to the websites directly, the well-known ones. Don't click on those links. Don't bet here for these great opportunities because those are scams.
We're getting into the time of year where people want to do some home maintenance and get ready for winter, but there are some warnings from the Better Business Bureau on this. Tell us, Steve.
Well, every time there's anything to do with the home, you know, for the fall season, it's a perennial problem. You're getting people to come over to your house and say they can do work on your house. So be very careful when you're hiring a contractor. Make sure you do the research on them. And as you get your house ready for winter, the scammers are also trying to get ready for the winter as well. So, you know, cleaning the gutters, inspecting your roof and gutters, that's important. You know, your carbon monoxide detectors. There's things you can do yourself, but you can call on the experts if you don't know how to do certain things. But do the research on them because when winter's coming now, you want to get stuff taken care of, and the scammers are out there in droves.
Tell us about this compliance notice, fake compliance notices going out. What are the details on that?
Well, a lot of your listeners are business owners as well. So at January 1st is that new law is taking effect, which is called Corporate Transparency Act, where business owners have to register who owns the corporation. And there's a lot of things that you know, business owners are not aware of yet. But the scammers already picked up on this and sending letters out to businesses and emails from the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, which is a real, you know, governmental agency, but it's not. It's been an imposter, saying that you have to provide us this information now, or you can risk going to jail or be fined on a daily basis, and it's not coming from them. So we just want to warn the businesses that if you get these fake notices for the Corporate Transparency Act, just throw them away. Don't even click on them. And all businesses should look into this a little further, because on January 1st, the laws changed for the Corporate Transparency Act.
And finally, let me share this text from a listener. Yesterday, I received two license plates in the mail that I never ordered. Same number, but what concerns me is that they were sent in clear shrink wrap along with a copy of my vehicle registration card and a new license plate sticker that says second copy. Are they legit? Why are they being sent through the mail without being requested, when someone could easily steal them along with my vehicle registration card? Return address says Alexei Janulius, Secretary of State, but there's no cover letter. My next-door neighbor received two license plates also on the very same day. Is this a scam? What do you know about this, Steve?
Well, we looked into our scam tracks, and we don't have no reports of this type of scam. And if it's your license plates, it's most likely coming from the Secretary of State. But they have a number, direct number, you can find online and give them a call directly and see why they send it to you. Usually after a certain period of time, your plates do expire, and they want to give you new ones as well. So scammers usually don't spend money to give you something. You know, they just want to take your money. They don't usually spend money on this. So this doesn't appear to be a scam. But contact the Secretary of State. Or if you feel you're being scammed anyway, just call that company itself and make sure it's them. Or you're getting an envelope, you're getting a package, whatever it may be, call that company directly, or call that, or go to the website that you know and trust.
Good points, as always, from Steve Burness at the Better Business Bureau. Thanks, Steve. We'll check in with you again next Thursday.
Have a great day, Bob.
You too.